Hello, it's Richard Lannan back on the air, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on being set for success in your business with Joseph Ranseth from Vine Multimedia. You can check them out at vinemultimedia.com. But first, a business champion thought. Have you ever thought about starting a revolution? Maybe a revolution to an evolution. Think about it. What can you do to change, transform your business? Establish a game changer for you, the people around you, your community, maybe the world that you live in. Maybe it starts with thinking a different way, of looking at things another way. You know, you angle the lens of your glasses just slightly askew position, and suddenly you see the world from a whole new perspective. Maybe you give a complete stranger a box of Timbits and say, hey, thank you for the hard work that you do. You give with no expectation to receive, just to make the world a better place to be. In today's business world, there can be a relatively equal and flat playing field. Your company can become whatever you wish it to be through the tools that are at your fingertips. But it requires you to embrace another way of thinking, of looking at your business challenges and finding creative solutions to the same problems. But first, honesty is best, knowing exactly what it is you're all about and presenting that to the world. Gone are the days where we can play the Pied Piper and be like everyone else. Through embracing your uniqueness and putting it out there for the world to see, you can attract that which fits with you and your business philosophy. Maybe you can create a revolution and an evolution. If you'd like to chat a little bit more about that, contact me, richard@braveworld.ca. I mentioned that Joseph Ranseth is my guest today from Vine Multimedia. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Richard. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm actually really excited to be here, or you have you here too, the things that we say. Yes, I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to have you here too.
The pleasure is all yours.
The pleasure is all mine. Listen, one of the things, we've had the opportunity to chat briefly, and I find that you're actually quite a fascinating individual. I'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself personally.
You know, thank you. I live my life by a philosophy which I discovered years ago, and my friend and I, this was a year after we graduated high school, were off-roading in a Ford Taurus, going through the backwoods over bumps, through power lines, and all sorts of places that we shouldn't have been. And this thought occurred to me that to live life as though everything was going to be in a movie.
Okay.
And to evaluate each scene with the question, is this good enough to make it onto the screen, or will this end up in the editing room floor by being cut out?
So that was sort of the start of their way of thinking in terms of your business overall?
It made me want to live life all in, so to speak.
Okay.
And to dare greatly, and to take on challenges, to take risks, and really to capitalize on each moment. And I found that that has been one of the keys to living a fascinating life. I've been able to experience a lot. The other is getting very clear on what you know values drive us and what's important to us.
Mm. Before we go into what values drive you and clear in your life, let's step back into you as a person a little bit. I'm a little bit curious about your history. I mean, you brought us up to high school and sort of this sort of off-road truck driving thing and having a realization, maybe actually even during a scary point in the drive. Who knows? I gather you're married?
I am married with a beautiful one-year-old daughter.
Oh, right on. And you live off the grid, I understand.
We're trying to live off the grid. We live in a small farm just outside of the city, and we're still hooked up in terms of an electrical grid and so forth, but we don't have television. We don't have internet at home. Which a lot of people find unique because I run a digital marketing agency.
You run a digital marketing agency.
So I live and breathe the internet. And really it's more about personal sanity, of disconnecting so that I can come back fully refreshed.
Okay. Now, going back to your whole value piece and everything and setting that up, can you just sort of bring that a little bit more, explain that to us a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that it's important that in order to leave a mark on the world, first we need to understand what that mark is that we're leaving on ourselves.
Sure.
And I think in all the education that we receive, rarely do we receive the counsel that we need to go inside to really understand ourselves the most. And of all the journeys out into space and out throughout the world and all of the great things there are to see, the most important one is the one that we go inside to really get to know who we are and what's most important to us.
So that's sort of a very philosophical approach to actually looking at your business.
I try really hard to pretend like I'm very deep.
Very deep. You're doing a good job. I actually don't even know what question to ask this. No, I'm just kidding, actually. Now, I know that you are, I know you own or you're president of Vine Multimedia, but I don't think you like to go by that title. What title is it you like to go by?
I often really am referred to as a movement maker.
A movement maker, okay.
But my business card says senior marketing strategist.
Senior marketing strategist. Tell us a little bit, just briefly, what Vine Multimedia is all about.
Essentially, we are a purpose-driven marketing agency.
Okay.
To the average person, we're really good at promoting businesses on the internet.
Okay.
So we'll help companies get their online presence established and so forth. But the purpose-driven part is what I'm really passionate about. And to make a long story much shorter, it was really rooted in years ago. I was very fortunate to have an early mentor, Dr. Stephen Covey, who authored 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Sure, sure.
And he gave me a bit of counsel that profoundly affected the course of my life. He said, "Joseph, if you want to be successful, learn to integrate the spiritual with the secular." And that is something that really stuck with me. And spiritual doesn't necessarily mean religious. To me, it's really about understanding what drives us. What's the higher purpose
of our lives
that motivates us?
Why don't we take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about that a bit more. Now, you're listening to Richard Lannan for The Spar, and my guest today is Joseph Ranseth and of VineMultimedia.com. You can check him out there. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Joseph Ranseth of Vine Multimedia. Now, you can check him out at VineMultimedia.com. Just before our break, we were talking about the importance of having a purpose-driven life and sort of combining the secular and the spiritual. Joseph, I really would like it if you could expand upon that a little bit more in your thinking. I know that we sort of did the short rendition, mm-hmm. the Coles Notes version, but let's move it up a little bit further.
Well, I became fascinated with what I now refer to as the master marketers throughout history. And, for me, I find when you look back at those who have, altered the course of history for the better, people like Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, and others, what I found is that they were indeed master marketers, and they used all of the same understanding that modern marketers use in terms of how do people make decisions. The difference was that they used that knowledge not so much to engineer transactions, but to engineer transformation, to change the way that people saw the world. And when you change the way that people see the world, their behaviors become automatic. And I think that that's where marketers fall short nowadays, is that we focus just on the transactions without looking at things from a higher perspective, where the longevity and the sustainability comes from. But what I noticed is that all of these master marketers left a very, very simple and consistent blueprint that in order for them to create the movements that they did, they all had 3 things in common. And one, it was they had a big idea. 2, they had a very clear message. And 3, they had an army of advocates for the cause. And we can talk about that, in more detail in a little bit later. But they left a blueprint that all of us can apply, whether it's in our business lives or our personal lives, to achieve a similar type of impact.
Now, you've built your company around it, and I think we should actually go and take a look at those 3 things maybe in a little later segment. But you've built your company around sort of that thinking in terms of I guess, creating a movement. Mm-hmm. So give us an example how your organization or working with clients may apply the philosophy that you just talked about in helping create a movement.
I think fundamentally there's a very important distinction that most marketing nowadays will counsel people to focus on how they can stand out. It's about how do you create
differentiate
your unique
yourself
selling
in the marketplace.
Proposition and differentiate from the competition and all of that. Yeah. And to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek, the world doesn't need another unique selling proposition. Instead of trying to stand out, when you look at the people who've had the greatest impact in history, what they've done is they've stood up for something. And when I speak at conferences or I speak at businesses, I'll often pull up the picture of the man standing in front of the tank at Tiananmen Square.
Yes. And yeah, very powerful picture.
Here's a person who wasn't saying, look at me, I'm different. He was saying, this is important.
Yeah, stop.
And I'm going to stand up for it. And by doing that, the byproduct was that's a photo that we all know.
Remember for the rest of our lives.
Recognize. And I think if businesses and individuals spent more time focusing on standing up for something that they believe in, standing up for their values, that the standing apart would happen as a byproduct. And that's an awful lot more sustainable than if we try and just focus on standing out alone, because that becomes very tiring if we're continually jockeying for the unique position in the marketplace.
Okay. You know, that's actually quite fascinating, because I actually agree with you. I interview a lot of people and they'll often talk about unique gathering places, unique sales proposition, or differentiation.